Listening to the Closing Market Report, this is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is John Davis, a meteorologist from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, John.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
Well, as far as I can tell, looking at maps and such today, it does not appear that there's any widespread uniform weather events over the next couple of weeks?
Well, the weather events over the next couple of weeks in the Midwest feature two things. They feature basically normal temperatures as we warm up by the end of this week and stay in a normal mode here through the middle portion of the month. And they feature basically normal rainfall, so really no dry areas across the Midwest, but on the other hand, no areas that are extremely wet. So for the Midwest as a whole, the weather here coming up is, you know, relatively normal as we go through the next couple of weeks, and that continues the favorable outlook from a summer crop standpoint.
Yeah, I was thinking of those widespread soakers that go from west to east and cover every state. What about the other thing I want to spend a little time touching on is it's been a wet, cool spring, early summer, getting closer to the summertime, summer. What indications are you looking for that whether or not we'll have a pattern change?
Well, there's no indication right now of any kind of a significant change in the pattern from what we've had over the past two or three weeks. In other words, you know, frequent rain events here, but nothing excessive here, at least here in the Midwest. And, you know, temperatures averaging out to be not that far from normal. And so typically, as you go through the month of June, it's very unusual to have major pattern changes during the early to middle portion of the month. A more common time for pattern changes, both across North America and hemispherically, is in and around July 1st. And that's always a key time frame, both agriculturally, because you're going into the more yield-sensitive stages, and also from a standpoint of pattern rearrangement around the hemisphere. So it would be pretty unusual to have a wholesale fundamental change in the overall pattern, you know, at this time of year, early to mid-June. That would be more of a likely scenario by the end of this month or into early July.
We don't have a lot of time to really dig into it deeply, but just on the surface, what kind of key features would you be looking for that would be indicative of a pattern change?
Well, what we do is obviously global water temperatures are extremely important, not only in the equatorial Pacific, but actually more importantly in other areas of both the Pacific and the Atlantic, and then the overall atmospheric patterns here around the hemisphere. So both ocean indicators and atmospheric indicators will tell you the evolution of the pattern here as you kind of look ahead.
Thank you so much, John.
My pleasure, Dave.
John Davis of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember, you can listen to this report on the internet. Go to WILLAG.org. And right there on the homepage, you can click the link, the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.